Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Weissen, the unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle, delivered in an entertaining, informative fashion that only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Ruger, rugged, reliable firearms. Burnham Brothers Game Calls, callingest calls made. Double Nickel Taxidermy, where hunting memories are preserved. Taurus, maker of the Raging Hunter and other fine handguns. Now here's your host, Larry Weissen.
Back in the offices of the DSC, and here with Corey Mason. Corey, there have been a few changes happening here as of late. You are now CEO of DSC and the DSC Foundation. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry. I've been really privileged to be able to work for a fine organization and excited to have the ability to work even closer with the foundation.
Well, I for one, am extremely thrilled, and I know there are a lot of other people kind of feel the same way. It's good to have us all under one roof because basically we're one organization with the same purposes, but maybe sub from that a little bit different purposes in terms with the foundation to try to raise money that we can use for conservation, education, hunter advocacy. Or advocacy, if we will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, with the foundation really getting its legs under it and really just off to a running start the last few years, it's been impressive to see what the foundation has done from a philanthropic standpoint and from an event standpoint and the momentum that's coming out of the foundation. So very pleased to be able to join in those efforts and help really kind of make sure that the two are running, you know, parallel with each other. Not that they weren't, but to ensure that they're just as close as they can be with, you know, DSC's mission, and obviously the foundation's mission is to serve the mission of DSC.
So absolutely.
It's hand in glove.
It is hand in glove. And we've come a long way, actually, in the last year. Had a very successful gala back in July that, we're still thrilled about and have started planning for the next one. But there's so many different ways that we kind of work together as well, too. And this morning we just finished a DSC Foundation meeting kind of information meeting as well, too. DSCF's going to have a new website before too very long. I think it will be a lot easier for people to not only visit but see changes there and a whole lot easier. And DSC, I'm sure, will follow suit somewhere in the not-too-distant future as well in creating a website that may be a little bit easier to negotiate or navigate. I'm having one of these mornings where we've been in meetings for the last months, it seemed like, and yep. So I'm kind of grasping for terms. So hope the listeners and you will both bear with me.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going. Like you say, if it's something as even as fortunately in the house, like of working through the website to ensure that it's clean and fresh and most relevant information is easy for people to find. And I think that does speak to the fact of, Larry, that the focus in content production and messaging that both DSC and the foundation have put out, very purposeful, very strategic, in the sense that one builds to the other and it's addressing either current or emerging issues. It's responsive, or it's getting into it, providing a tool to our members, to the general public, whatever it might be, of informing conservation through hunting or the need for science-based wildlife management or the issues of human wildlife conflict and all those kinds of tools that are there, speaking points, any and all other articles, other things to link to on the website, and the DSC Foundation, a video library. The DSC Foundation does a great job of really serving as a resource for people that are looking for information and maybe empower themselves to have a conversation with a coworker to be able to answer a question, or maybe from that non-hunter that's out there that's looking for information of, you know, I've heard about this. Why would somebody want to hunt an elephant, or why would somebody want to hunt a bear? And what's the, I'm having a hard time understanding the conservation benefit of that. Great. Let's answer that question, and we'd be happy to talk to you about it. But there's also a lot of resources out there on the DSC Foundation website. So although kind of a website refresh, this seems a little mechanical, it's really important from content production.
Well, Safari Classics, who's our messaging arm when it comes to both DSC and DSC Foundation, they just do such a fabulous job in terms of the message that they produce, but also the video footage that runs along with it is just out of this world good. Going into that side of the things, let's talk a little bit about the convention, because those guys usually are the ones who are also on the big screen or doing all the video and those presenting a message there as well, too. Where are we on the convention at this part?
Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting things to report. As we've seen many things in the world continue to soften and open up from a travel restriction standpoint, from our international guests, which is extremely important, from our exhibitor base, the finest outfitters and just anyone in the outdoor industry from around the world that's under that roof early January. So that's a great thing. Again, we've seen restrictions easing starting November 1 from some of those international visitors. But the convention is really shaping up. We have lined up a great slate of evening speakers and working on some of the others to nail down. But we're seeing just great excitement from people calling the office, you know, hey, where'd I get a day pass? Or, well, they're not quite for sale yet. We're just waiting. Or I want to get a night banquet ticket. Or, you know, what's the cost of this or that? And, you know, in fact, earlier this morning, Larry, you and I were working through the waiting list. You know,
right.
We have this great slate of outfitters and exhibitors and, you know, from industry to gear to artists to whatever it might be. And, you know, every year we have a few spots available. And so we're obviously just making sure that we have the finest and the best in the world in that space. So when someone comes to DSC convention, they know when they walk through the door, they're seeing the best and the brightest, whatever that market is. And we work to make sure that we put them in the hall.
Absolutely. If you go in and you book a hunt with somebody, you know you're going to have a good hunt. It's up to you to have the great hunt, but they're going to provide it for you kind of thing. But we do. We have the best outfitters and the best equipment guides and right down all the way to the from the ground on up when it comes to hunting. And a little bit, too, we're getting more and more fishing involved as well, too. And we looked at some of the outfitters this morning from different parts of different parts of the world with fishing opportunities as well. So even if you're not a hunter but you love to fish, DSC convention is going to be a pretty special place to go to this time.
It is. That's a great point. And one of the things that we really look at year after year is the uniqueness of an experience or opportunity or item, whatever it might be. For example, we had a gentleman contacted us just a couple of weeks ago that has these essentially, I'm just going to call them off-road vehicles. They were a particular type of Bronco, Land Rover, things like that, that they sort of modernized in an off-road standpoint, you know, that they were looking to try to get into the convention. And we have some really specialized pieces of equipment that are already there. But and then it's some of these unique experiences, like you say, you know, if it's a shark fishing expedition or if it's a really unique hunter, it may not be a hunter fishing trip at all, but it's a wilderness experience. You know, it's a stargazing trip in southern Africa. I mean, any and all of that is all under that DSC roof. And it is really something for everybody, and we say this all the time, but we truly mean it. It is truly an environment, though, that is built for the family as well.
The family aspect in this is amazing, because to me, I'll go to the convention and it always amazes me the generation that we see, or generations that we see. Everything from great granddads and maybe even great great granddads and grandmothers, you know, all the way down to the little babe in arms kind of thing. And I love seeing the kids come through, and they come through and you can just see them, their eyes are open wide, and they go, ooh, oh my gosh, you know, kind of thing. So we really encourage the family to come, because there is something to do for everybody at the convention.
There is. You know, we purposefully put in some areas for the youngest to have some things that are hands-on experiences,
yes.
You know, and for those that have been all over the world and are looking for the most unique experience to do something that they haven't done before, if it's a trip to literally the Arctic Circle or the South Pole or anywhere in between, or maybe it's that particular piece of art they're looking for or jewelry, and clearly when it comes from components in the industry, you know, if it's shooting From a rifle perspective and an optics perspective, I mean, we have the best that exists.
So. We do, and those people that are there, they're excellent sources for information. I mean, if you're concerned about a certain kind of ammo, or you have a question about an optic or a rifle, or any piece of equipment that you might take hunting, we've got the best of those folks there as well, too. Yep. One of the things, too, we have an area that we utilize a lot for some of our partners in conservation as well. So I know they're like GOABC and the Wild Sheep Foundation, and the list goes on and on there as well, too, does it not?
We do. Thanks for bringing that up, Larry. We have what we call Association Row, and these are our partners in the outdoor world, and they really span the gamut there. But it's obviously we offer them complimentary space to come because we support them. It's a like-minded organization. We work together as partners. We have organizations, just like you mentioned, like Boone and Crockett. Wild Sheep Foundation is in that space. The Boy Scouts is in that space. We have a good relationship with Philmont Scout Ranch, and so they're in that space. We have many professional hunting associations from around the world. If it's Spain, or if it's Africa, or if it's Guide Outfitters Association of British Columbia, Alaska Professional Hunters Association, they're represented in there, and they're represented there to have a presence, but equally importantly, to be able to answer questions. You know, if someone's looking to go to just use Alaska as an example again,
right?
And they want to go talk to Deb at APHA and say, hey, you know, I'm looking to go here. Can you tell me about mountain goat hunting? Where should I start? What outfitters operate in this general area? How does the drawing work? How long will it take me for this? Or what should I think about? That's exactly why those associations are there, because they represent their members, which are professional hunters and guides in the respective country or state, in some cases, Wyoming, wherever it might be, New Mexico. And they're a great resource, so people need to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, to me, and we mentioned the family, mentioned this to me, it's always been like a huge family reunion. I mean, there's so many different people there that you know, and if you don't know them, most of the folks there that I've ever run into have had a smile on their face while they're there, and if you bump into them, it's like, oh, how are you doing kind of thing, and actually, you know, you're carrying on a conversation. Where have you been lately? What you done? You know, how's your family? Even though you may not know the family that well at that point, but it is that graciousness of feeling, I think, that's there, that hospitality. Maybe it's a Dallas, Texas hospitality kind of thing, or a Texas hospitality that really kind of brings all this together, as far as I'm concerned, and far as that family atmosphere type of thing.
That's exactly right. So the environment is set that way, and much of it that even builds that environment is our amazing volunteers that get us there.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And it's funny how many hunt stories someone will show me. They pull out their phone and show me this experience or fishing trip they were on, and I'll say, well, who'd you go? Well, I went so-and-so. And, well, how do you know them? You know, well, I met them at the DSC convention 6 years ago, either bumped into the aisle or, you know, had dinner with them at a banquet or volunteered with them. And this great relationship, you know, kindled from that. And so it's neat to see not only people getting together, but also the relationships that come with that.
Let's talk a little bit about the evening events, because they go from one end of very informal to not totally formal, because my idea of a black tie affair is to wear jeans, a white shirt, maybe, or a colored shirt, and a black neckerchief kind of thing. So, and I feel very at home against those folks who are wearing a tuxedo as well, too.
Sure.
But we've got some really great events coming. You mentioned some of the speakers. Now, we've got a theme for like Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night as well, I understand.
We do. So we open it up on Wednesday night. We have what we call the exhibitor welcome. So all the outfitters, exhibitors from around the world that are part of the DSC convention, and we provide them a meal that night. We just want to welcome them back to Texas and some hospitality. They've been working, traveling from who knows where in the world. Some of them traveling for 2 or 3 days to that point. They set up a booth, and it's a way to just sort of say, hey, you know, have a meal and a drink on us and relax before the next 4 days of craziness. And so that's a fun event. Some people of the public attend that as well. We do have an auction associated with that. So that's Wednesday night. But then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is when we start sort of our formal evening banquets. And I would say they kind of build in value a little bit.
Yes,
you know?
They do. Yes, sir.
And each one has a different theme. And then Thursday, and they each mission tenet. So Thursday night has a focus on conservation. Friday night has a focus on education. And then Saturday night has a focus on our advocacy tenet of our mission. And so the awards that are presented that night are also reflective of that conservation, education, and advocacy. We do have our speakers selected for those night banquets, and we're going to start off on Thursday night with the president of CIC from Europe that will be sort of setting a tone from a conservation perspective from a global scale. On Friday night, we have the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation president, Jeff Crane.
Oh, fantastic.
Who's a very renowned conservationist, will be there Friday
great
night.
Great guy on top of everything else.
Absolutely. And then Saturday night, Mr. Paul Stones, just
same
a
way there,
champion
yes,
of a professional hunter spokesman, just a gentleman of gentlemen, will be speaking there on Saturday night. And then we also have some other events that folks would be interested in, like we have a life member breakfast that occurs, obviously, one morning of the convention, and then we have a ladies' luncheon that occurs as well. It's kind of like a brunch, early afternoon activity as well. So we try to create these different environments that are for member engagement, for things to engage in, to again, to build relationships, to engage and support the mission of DSC and the foundation, but also to have a good time.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the auctions a little bit. You know, last year, obviously, we did not have an in-person convention, but we had a virtual gathering, if you will, that did very well comparatively to sales of when it came down to the auction.
Yeah.
With the auction, this time we're going to be back to a live auction, but also we're going to have the virtual auction type of thing going on at the same time?
We will. So we'll have a room full of people Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evening, and during the life member breakfast as well, where we'll have, you know, depends on what the event is, up to 1,000 people in a room having that in-person event. But we will have, to your question, Larry, a live broadcast out of that event with the opportunity for those that either can't make it for whatever reason or date conflict or whatever it might be. For those that want to support the event, obviously support the mission of DSC and the foundation there and participate in the auctions online. So, yes, that will be a very viable option for anybody interested.
That being brought up, we recently had an event here in Dallas, the Night at the Mansion kind of thing. I happen to be down in Conroe, and I think we might have addressed this a little bit in the past. We had a relatively small group in Conroe at the Conroe Taxidermy, which graciously they have a fantastic facility.
Absolutely.
And we did very well there on auction and some other sales as well, too. So where I'm going with that is if there is that situation where someone can't come to the convention, there's nothing wrong that says they can't get a few friends together and have their own little event somewhere, too.
Absolutely. We would welcome that. And last year, whenever we had the event in February, as well as, like you mentioned, at the event we had at the Belo Mansion.
Yes, sir.
Like you say, that Simpson Taxidermy was very, Simpson family, I should say, rather, was very generous with us to allow what we kind of term a watch party.
Yes, sir.
To host and to allow access and get people together to just have a good time around it, you know. And we would welcome that. In fact, we encourage our chapters to be able to, you know, get together and create some of those watch party environments.
Yes, sir.
And if it's five people or, you know, I know some last year had 50 in a room,
you know,
and made a thing out of it in their trophy room or whatever. And it's just a great time.
It is. And if anybody has any question, they can get in touch with, I'm assuming, with Nate or Carson or you or somebody here at the office, how to set those up so that you're assured that you're going to be able to bid that night as well, too, on some of the auction items.
And we provided some resources to those watch parties last year that we knew that were going to occur. We actually, in fact, said that the night that they were going to do it or multiple nights, we provided them some auction catalogs and a little bit of swag. You know, we provided some gun cases and DSC tumblers and some kind of just fun things like that they could use as door prizes at their event. And obviously it was just, it was a big bang. People really enjoyed it.
Well, I am looking forward to this one. This is our 40.
It's our 40th convention.
40th convention.
Yes, sir.
So we started in 1882. 1982. I think I missed the first one, but I think the second and the third one I was there, and then I missed one or two in between there, but I think I've been at most of them since that time.
Yep.
It's just truly the greatest outdoor event in the world, as far as I'm concerned, from an outdoor perspective. Not necessarily being outdoors at the time, the greatest what?
Greatest hunting convention on the planet. That's
greatest
right.
Hunting convention on the planet. And if you've ever been there, you know that's the case. And if you do come this year, and gosh, we hope you do, you'll understand why we call it that.
People will have a good time, and when they walk in, they're always amazed at how much is under the roof there. You know, nearly 800,000 square foot of space that's occupied by under DSC authority and control, but the number of people that they will see there, you know, 30,000+ people that attend, and sometimes it's far north of that.
Yes.
And it's just a gathering. It, again, is one of the largest gatherings of this kind of a convention in the world, and it's certainly one of the top two largest in North America.
Absolutely. I mean, there may be, I know there's an event or two that occurs in Europe that's very well attended, but attendance-wise, I'm not so sure that we aren't the biggest when it comes right down to it in terms of a total attendance kind of thing. Would it remind me of the dates, and so we can get those up and let everybody start planning, because right now is the time to plan. And again, before we get to the dates, It's a 4-day convention, and if there's any way in the world that you can be there a minimum of 2 days, you really need to be, because you're going to walk into that hall and you go, oh my God, you know, and I can't remember how many miles there are individual aisles, but if you really want to see the convention, because you're going to run into so many good friends and all those kind of things, you really need to plan a minimum of 2 days and 4 days if at all possible.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that come all 4 days. They come in on
Absolutely.
Wednesday and they're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weekend, kind of mid-afternoon, and some drive home, some fly home, and a lot of people spend another night, you know,
Absolutely.
And just sort of recover, and then they head back. But and then we have a lot of people that drive in for a couple of days, you know, and, you know, we have contracts with roughly 13 hotels right around the area, so it helps with a financial, you know, sort of discount, as well as knowing that you're getting a legitimate room. You know, if you go online, you have to be extremely careful. There's a lot of scams out there, so use a DSC,
yes.
you know, contracted hotel.
Yes.
And the importance of that as well is that we have a shuttle system that runs between all those hotels in the convention center. So if someone's driving in from out of town, they don't want to navigate downtown Dallas and put me at the top of that list, you know. I want to jump on a shuttle that takes me from my door to that door.
Amen.
If it's cold or raining or whatever, it doesn't matter, because I'm picked up and I'm dropped off, so I don't have to deal with any of that.
How do they, what's the best way? Go to the website as far as a listing of hotels, and then, of course, the dates
exactly.
and all the particulars. If they're not already there, they'll probably continue. We'll probably continue adding as well, too.
Absolutely.
As we get a little bit closer.
Yeah, so all the details on hotels are all there, we can get them hooked up with any kind of a number of different kind of types and varieties and option of hotels, recognizing some people are looking for different things, whatever that is. The point is there's a variety of options there, and the dates of the convention are January 6th through 9th, and we would just love to have somebody to return to the convention that knows what a great time it is, and if they've never been, they will be amazed at what is under that roof that they will enjoy seeing.
Absolutely. The old phrase, prepare to be amazed, is perfect for
That's
our
right.
convention. So look forward to seeing everybody there. Corey, I think we're going to shut this thing off right now and come back and visit with you here before too very long, and invite everybody to learn more about the convention, learn more about DSC by going to biggame.org. And you'll find out all kinds of information there. And if there's something they want from a personal perspective, they can pick up the phone and call us, or possibly send an email as well, too. So
that's it.
We're here for people, and really look forward to seeing everybody at the convention this year. Start planning now.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for joining us around the campfire. To leave a comment or suggestion for an upcoming episode, go to Instagram at Larry Wysoon Outdoors. Please join me right here next week for another DSC's Campfires.
DSC Campfires with Larry Wysoon has also been brought to you by the Texas Wildlife Association, working for tomorrow's wildlife today. TRHP Outdoors. Kennetrek Boots for the trails less traveled. Boyt, the finest in hunting gear. Pyramid Air for all things air gun. And Ripcord, rescue travel protection.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills, or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today, and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.